Kiddushin, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Beis, 3-2, and the Mishnah now discusses if a man is Mikadosh a woman, al Tanai, if he gives her, let's say, the ring or something, but the marriage is contingent upon some specific condition. So here the Mishnah says, Ha'omer le'isha, if one says to a woman, Hareat Mikudeshet li, al Manas she'eten lach masayim zuz. So he gives her the ring now, and he says, we're married on condition that I give you 200 zuz later on. So the ring he's giving her now, or the prut he's giving her now, is what's effecting the kedushin, but he's saying it's contingent upon me delivering you 200 zuz later on. The number 200 zuz is chosen because that is the line that differentiates a person who's an ani, a poor person, from one who isn't, because 200 zuz is the expected amount the person would have to spend to support himself for a year. And so the Mishnah says, Harei zu mekudeshes v'hu yiten, which means that they are married, effective from when he gives her that ring, but he still has to give her the 200 zuz, meaning that until he gives the 200 zuz, they're not married, and he must give it to her, and at that point they will be married retroactively from the time he gave her the ring. Meaning, of course, he has to give the 200 zuz, and if he doesn't, they're not yet married. So if, hypothetically, he gave her the ring, and then, you know, lightning struck before he gave her the gift, the 200 zuz, they would have never been married, and she would not be considered to be a widow, because she never actually was married, because the condition was never met. The Mishnah continues on and says, Al menas she'eten lach mekan v'ad shloshim yom. If he makes a condition which has two parts to it, the first part is he gives her 200 zuz, but the second part is there's a time frame. It has to be given within 30 days. So then, nasan l'basoch shloshim mekudeshes v'im lav ena mekudeshes. So then it's pretty simple. If he gives her the 200 zuz within the time frame of the 30 days, so then she'll be married, and she'll be married from the time that he gave her the ring at the beginning of the period. And if not, then not. And if you'll ask, well, that seems to be pretty consistent with the previous line of the Mishnah. The point is, he makes the condition, he has to fulfill his condition. So the thought is that maybe you would think that the 30-day contingency was really her trying to get him to move quickly and, you know, deliver on his promise, rather than leaving it open-ended and her sort of living with the big question mark over her head, you know, in perpetuity. But really, she would have accepted it after 31 days or 35 days. It was just sort of like to nudge him on. The answer is, well, that's not what was said. What was said was 30 days. That was the limit. If 31 days have passed, then all bets are off. They're not married, and they have to start again. If he says to her, Al menas sheyesh li masayim zuz. So then he says, he gives her a ring, and he says, you're married to me, hareat mekudeshet li, on condition that I have 200 zuz, like somewhere else, you know, in my vault somewhere. So then, Harezu mekudeshes v'yeshlo. So then, provided that he has 200 zuz somewhere, so then she'll be married to him. So what's that going to look like? That means that he doesn't have the 200 zuz in front of him necessarily. So he'll, let's say, bring two witnesses, and they will testify, yes, back home, you know, where he lives on the other side of the planet, that's where he has 200 zuz. So then, if they so testify, then that will be established a halachic fact, and she'll be married. And if not, then until somebody somewhere can evidence it, she won't be certainly married, which means if he just says he has it, that's not good enough. In fact, if he says he doesn't have it, that's not good enough. She is in a state of suffic kedushin. Maybe she is and maybe she isn't married, until we clarify the matter, whether he has the money, in which case she is married, or he doesn't, in which case she isn't. If he says to her, Al menas she'erech masayim zuz, if he says, not that I have 200 zuz, but that I will show you 200 zuz, so basically that's saying, she's saying, you know, show me the money, let me see it. So then, Harezu Mekudeshes Vira Ela, he and she will be married, provided that he shows her the money. Which means now witnesses aren't good enough. If witnesses come in and say, yes, he has money back in, you know, Timbuktu, that's not sufficient, because she stipulated, or they stipulated together, really, that he would show her the money. And until he shows her the money, so they're not married. Now, if V'im Hera Es Hashulchan, Vimhera al Hashulchan. So if he says, listen, here's the money, and he shows her 200 zuz, but the money really isn't his. It's like working capital. So let's say, you know, the case that the Mishnah is having in mind is that, you know, someone else gave him money to do business with, like to be a money changer or something. So the point is, since the money isn't his, even though all he said was, I will show you 200 zuz, and there you go. He's showing her 200 zuz. Of course, ena mekudeshes, that's not sufficient. She's not married, because even though he didn't say it explicitly, everyone knows when she said, I want to see the 200 zuz, she meant your 200 zuz that belongs to you. So therefore, until he owns 200 zuz that he can show her, she won't be married, and that's straightforward enough. It would similarly be the case if he, let's say, borrowed 200 zuz to show her, even though, of course, those 200 zuz, so to speak, belong to him. His net worth isn't 200 zuz, that's not sufficient. He'd have to have 200 zuz that he owns free and clear in order for them to be married.